Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello and welcome.
Hello. Okay. Where are we?
Where are we?
Prodded me awake.
Yeah, just that sudden start.
Yes.
So we're doing the... No, what are we doing?
Protectors. Are we?
I don't know. I haven't been doing it yet. This is episode 31.
Season 31.
We're back on track now. I can feel the room vibrating towards us.
They're closing in.
And obviously, to get here, you had to travel through some avenues and alleyways.
I've got the lyrics. Don't worry, people. Christmas is upon us soon. Yes, no, I never even knew that this came from that, from this programme.
Yeah, I knew the song. I knew it came from this programme. That's how I remembered. But I always thought, really, it was someone, you know... Elsa, sorry, like Welsh singer.
Tom Jones?
That's the one.
Shirley Bassey.
I was thought he sung it.
I just thought what a rubbish song it always was. It made no sense to me. So.
That's a brilliant song. Poor now Tom Christie.
Now I know where it comes from.
Apparently he had a resurgence in 2007.
He did, yeah, after the Amarillo thing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So. Mm. A lot to answer for there.
And it became a minor hit then again, I think.
Yeah.
It was a minor hit the first time.
This is consistent.
Yeah.
Mr. Christie. Right, this Protectors thing.
Yeah.
Because I watched a different one until you told me mockingly, laughingly.
Yes, I did, yes.
And I had to watch it again. So I've watched two.
You've watched an hour.
I've watched an hour of this.
I've only watched 25 minutes. That's because I check on IMDb what the first episode should be about.
I just used YouTube like every normal person, and it said episode 1, season 1. That's where I went. It turned out to be episode 2, season 1. But that's beside the point.
Alright, to be honest, I watched it as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, all the way through. Then I thought, oh, well, they didn't explain a lot about who they are, what they did. There must be like... So I looked at the game, checked the episode, and that's it. No, this is not the right episode. So, but then, I did watch the first episode, and they still don't explain what they're doing.
No,
it's still Gerry Anderson, what you are doing.
Yes.
Because he thinks he's... No, he hasn't got puppets.
Was this the first Gerry Anderson live thing?
Yeah, it is.
Very apart from, what's the Vicar one? What was the... Half.
Oh, the Vicar who took gobbledygook, weren't it?
Yeah. What was that one called? There you go.
Yeah, we really...
We always, we've never let the listener down.
Why do we always think of questions after we start talking?
No, you started it.
Very much.
I started it, but there you go.
Yeah, but wasn't there puppets in that Vicar one? I'm sure there were.
It's part puppet and part live action, isn't it?
Yeah.
Close up, they're puppets. And from a distance, there's live action, if I remember.
Okay.
It's all vice versa.
Isn't it someone who travels in a suitcase who's very small? Isn't it? There's some glimpses in my head of it coming through.
Possibly.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we're not doing that.
No. Could do.
I'm sure we're going to do a Gerry Anderson special.
I'm sure we will.
It's got to, isn't it?
It's got to happen at some point.
This is
seems I've already watched half of them. But yeah, apart from that one. So here we are, episode 1, season 1. 2,000 Feet to Die, apparently.
How many episodes? In total?
Well, I watched two. But
You only had 50 to go and you watched them all.
Yeah, 52 of them. 52.
Now, this is a weird, isn't it? Because it's only like 25 minutes long.
Yes. It's quite fast paced.
There's no let up, is there? And I lost myself a couple of times watching it.
Not as fast paced as Danger Man, I must admit. No. I don't think anything's going to be as quick as that.
Danger Man would look at this thinking they're lollygagging here. What are they doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What are they interacting with different people who aren't relevant to the plot?
Yeah, I would have sold this by now. I would have wanted extra money. This is a feature length film.
So this stars Robert Vaughan.
It does. And Napoleon Solo.
No, it doesn't star him.
It does. He's Napoleon Solo. He's everything but Napoleon Solo in this.
Who is
Robert Vaughan?
Yeah. But it's called Harry Rule.
I don't care what you call him. He's under alias, isn't he? It's quite obvious.
And he can't break the rule. And also starring Noreen Dawn Porter.
Yeah.
And Tony Ahoyt, is it? and Hoyt.
Yes, got here later to star in
Space 1999.
I had him down as Howard's Way. You know, I watched the decent.
He's a decent enough actor, you know. You know, he was in Space 1999.
Yeah.
Season 2, he came in from nowhere. I do.
But considering the moon was drifting away, where the hell did he come from? But there you go.
And Suki, who's like.
Let's go back to the Secret Service. There it is.
Oh, the Secret Service. Well done.
Secret Service.
Just pulled that out of your mind.
Pulled it out of my mind.
Yeah, and the bit of paper you got in front of you.
Yeah, well, I've kind of just got the glasses on.
You know, when you put out the paper to have the notes, do you ever consider reading it or highlighting it?
Never. Yeah. Never will.
So, and Suki, who was like...
Well, to me, let's be honest, it was Kato, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's Robert Vaughn's...
I don't know what she is. She's
a housemaid or friend or living friend or don't know, but she went on to Space 99 as well.
Okay.
Season 2 as well. She's the one who just popped
up out of the ground.
Barry Morse, you're out. This is your replacement, Suki.
Yeah. But she's still Kato.
Yeah, she is for all intents and purposes.
And that's it. That's it. Thank you very much.
This one's called 2,000 Feet to Die.
Yes.
Though they never actually reached 2,000 feet, and I realised while I was watching it.
No.
1,200 is the closest thing.
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's the title, isn't it? It starts with an air jumpers, doesn't it? People jumping out.
Skydiving. I've got here. Two being watched.
Yeah, and they have the smoke coming out of their boots and everything. And these security people are looking up at them.
Yeah.
Watching them. Then Robert Vaughn, he jumps out, but he doesn't have smoke because he's going stealth.
Yeah.
And he parachutes.
That was the point, wasn't it? The two skydiving and everyone's watching them, but no one sees the other guy jump out.
Well, because these guys got smoke coming out of boots, that's what you're watching. Yeah. And they're running, watch us.
Yeah. Not him.
Yeah.
With the big arrow.
Yeah.
Robert Vaughn's dressed as a clown.
So he skydives. I noticed when he jumped, he had a huge camera on his chest.
Yes.
But it's not relevant because it's nothing to do with the bit. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Obviously, it's footage of someone else jumping.
Yeah.
And then he lands inside the complex. We don't know where we are. There's no words on the screen to say you're in this country.
China. Usually China.
Yeah.
Or Russia.
Yeah. Or a made up country.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Isle of Man.
Yeah, that's it.
He
puts an envelope on the windowsill.
Yes.
And the guy opens the window to look at it, grabs the envelope, and he handcuffs a bomb to his wrist.
It was pigeon post.
Yeah. Cash on delivery, please.
Or I detonate the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough service, but you know. Yeah, he just handcuffs the bomb to the man, forcing him to open the safe.
Yeah, and then get a bit of paper out. He cold cuts him, one punch.
Yeah.
He's one punch man, isn't he? One punch the guy's out.
He learnt that in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Of course he did, but that would be a wrist to the neck, wouldn't it?
True.
That's how you should put people. But anyways, so then he photocopies this bit.
On an absolutely enormous...
It was almost half the size of the room, this photocopy.
To be fair, this is 1972, so it probably was quite new technology. Yeah. I think there was actually a man inside there drawing it or quickly writing it out and then just hands it out. Yeah. I swear if you look at it, there's a hand coming, handing a piece of paper.
One more minute, I'm red. And then he puts the other stuff back in the safe.
Yes.
And he sneaks out the door, grabs a guard's helmet, hat, puts it on.
As you do.
Is he almost dressed like a guard then?
I mean, he's like a... he's just
security guard.
Security guard sort of thing, or even a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Because he just gets into a Rolls Royce and drives off.
Then he parks up the Rolls Royce, the alarm's... Oh, no, wait, he drives through this gate. and they've got this tiny barrier made of plywood. They've got great big iron gates over the side. Yeah. They're not shut, just a little tiny...
Because that's going to make you stop, isn't it? It makes all known criminals to stop.
Yeah.
So tiny little plywood.
He drives out for that, all the alarms going off, people going to chase him, he pulls up out of the car, then gets in his own car, throws his hat Bond-like onto the Rolls Royce, which lands on the emblem at the front.
Yeah, on the silver Chevrolet.
And he drives off with a smirk on his face. Beginning credits start. Awesome beginning credits.
Awesome beginning credits. I think we may differ on that, but okay.
Big Ben. Big Ben is your first picture.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll give you that. we find him at home. Well, there's a lady at home with a train set.
Yes.
I don't know quite well.
The lady loves train sets.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be for his son, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he says, well,
I notice he gets on the floor and starts playing with it.
Yeah.
And she comes in and says, is that for your son?
Oh, no, actually, I brought it myself. But yeah. Now you mention it, I suppose I'll give it to him. Suppose will. But why would you get the train set out?
Well, at least they've got to test it. They probably bought it from some dodgy store.
Well, possibly. People that made that bolster wood there. Stop sign. <Yeah. laughs>
Maybe picked it up in the country when we were there.
I like the fact that he phones up to request time on the computer.
And it says, I need time on the computer because this bit of paper is photocopied. It's got all this code on it or something. Yeah. And he wants to decipher it.
Yeah, so he phones up ahead.
I don't know who he's phoned in.
Oh, Bill Gates, one presumes. It's 72. No idea. Perhaps the man in the photocopier.
Was this the deep fault or something?
He then goes off and has a shower, comes back, and the PC's finished, isn't it? The computer's now finished with the data.
Then he goes to Rome, doesn't he?
I've noticed that every one of these goes to Rome. Have you noticed this?
There's a lot of Rome. I think there's a lot of spare footage in Rome.
All these ones we've watched, they all end up in Rome for some time. I don't know why.
Then you get... I thought, oh, was that a boy driving around the go-kart?
Yeah, I thought,
oh, maybe that's his son. He's gone to see his son.
Yes,
in Rome.
He's in Rome, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy mistake to make there.
Then it stops. They get off. And it's a woman. Not a young woman. Yeah, no. not like 20s or something. No, it's maturer than that. Not old, but you know, 30s. I was going. And that's the Countess.
The Countess. Yeah.
I've got a full name somewhere, but I can't remember. It's Countess Caroline.
Oh yeah, I've got Yes, Countess Caroline de Conti. Contanini? Oh,
it never explained why. There she is. She lives in Rome. And she's got a huge computer in her room as well. And that is almost identical to his. It could have been the same one.
It probably really was.
No, but this was in Rome. They wouldn't have flown it all the way across the Rome.
You need a shipping container to move that thing.
And he says that there's 5 researchers have been killed.
Yes.
And he lists through them. They're just pictures of old men. Then he says, oh, we're meeting up with the only one who's still alive, who's asked us to help, because he's the last researcher alive, and he's worried. Because all the others have died in sporting accidents, I noticed, like skiing and things like this. And
he says,
and she says, oh yes, we're going to meet up at quite a little bar.
Train set crash.
I figured I'd come and meet you.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Shall we go into the house?
Why not? Well, what do you got, Carol?
Your friend Rivald is right. Within 6 months of the research at Cranston being abandoned, 5 of the members of the team have died. Hmm. Sir John Ackland, leader of the scientific team, he was the first. Ben Priestland. Perrier was killed skiing. Uh-huh. Lucas and Martin drowned while skin diving. Yeah. Rivald is the only one left alive. Naturally, he became suspicious and frightened, and that's when he contacted you.
Now, Freddy Rivald doesn't know what frightened means. Some of his stunts give me nightmares. He came to me because he was angry. Martin was his closest friend.
Did he tell you what the team was working on?
The molecular structure of metals. That mean anything to you? It's been decoded.
You could have fooled me.
Well, maybe Rywall can make some sense out of it. Where do we meet him?
At a quiet little eating place.
They've got a quiet little bar, and then they've got caged women. That's my next comment.
I think he works out they're all molecular structure of metals, aren't they? They all seem to be in that sort of field, don't they?
Yeah, because he gives her the broken down of the coded, uncoded, coded message. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No.
And she said, oh, it still looks like gobbledygook, because he's supposed to develop metals.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you just say, yeah, nightclub, I've got that. Nightclub with caged women dancing to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. It was a wild time.
It certainly was, wasn't it?
Then he's talking to a guy about a stunt he's going to do out of a plane.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, my parachute's going to fail, but then he's going to fail and he's going to save me, but it's all for a camera stunt. And apparently this is the last of the research scientists, because obviously they're going to stunt work once the research...
Well, apparently, yeah.
I thought, is this a different person he's talking to? No, it's still the research.
Yeah, I couldn't quite work that one out. And I've got... Yeah,
I think he does mention he's a bit of a daredevil.
But... Yes. And everyone then gets up into the cage.
Everyone gets up and dances in the cage, apart from Robert Vaughn.
Of course.
Robert Vaughn don't dance.
Groovy dancing, of also.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly goes to a slow dance.
It'll reach speeds of up to 200 mph. That's where the word ground rush comes from.
You're going to do what?
It's a stunt for a film. They're paying the club a fortune for it.
That figures.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You mean you jump out first, open your chute, and it fails. You make it fail.
Sure. My chute's gone. I'm waving my arms around in a panic, dropping like a stone to certain death.
I follow him out with a camera and shoot the whole thing.
But unlike the guy in the film, I carry a spare chute. I think you better marry my friend here while he's still all in one piece.
Don't worry. I've got the fireside chair and slippers all lined up.
Hello. In the cage.
Yeah.
Of which Robert Vaughan does get up, if I remember.
Because he needs to talk to the countess.
Yeah.
His contact is just made.
It's just this bizarre dancing. It's just like a giant bird cage, isn't it? You expect Tweety Pie to come out.
So he slow dance with the countess to pass information.
Yeah.
And she says, I know a policeman who's also investigating fake gold that's been
coming in. Synthetic gold.
Yeah, you need to talk to him.
Check around their agents. The name of the game's precious metal.
Rywald?
Yeah, he's working along the same line, and the paper indicates the group at Cranston were close.
Close to what?
Making gold, baby.
Mr. Finger.
Yeah. But apparently, he's at a party suddenly.
Yeah, suddenly, yeah. And now he's at a house party.
He gets to wear his tuxedo.
Yeah, I don't think he takes it off an awful lot, does he?
No.
Luckily, it's not Noel's house party, I put there. But yes.
It was almost as bad.
It was.
And he wants to know, he asked this police commissioner guy, he goes, oh, where's the gold being shipped from? Do you know anyone's involved? No.
As any police commissioner would divulge at a party.
That's the only reason he was invited.
Obviously, not the most discreet of police commissioners, is it?
But then he sits down with the Countess, Robert Vaughan does, and she says, well, I got the information out of him.
Well, he certainly was a blabbermouth.
It's a rule of mine. Never neglect the police. They can be very useful. As it happens, I had dinner last night with Carrozza.
Candlelight?
Yes, very intimate. The gold is being shipped out from Rome's own port, Ostia.
Terrific. Anything else?
Yes, my other sources tell me there's a consignment sitting in a waterfront warehouse at this very moment.
And you know where it is.
Gino will take us there.
It's been shipped here in Rome. Such and such port. There's this warehouse we can go to.
Yeah, sneaks around waterfront warehouse, don't they?
Yeah, well, sneak, they just walk.
Yeah. Yeah, they're walking through the warehouse, aren't they?
It's coming up. Yeah.
And a car drives down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I've got wide enough for a car.
They're not utilising their warehouse space adequately, that's for sure.
We're definitely not. It's just a car.
It's like shooting at them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so they sort of duck behind some things. There's
crates.
But it circles. It keeps circling them, shooting. And then Robert Vaughan spots the fork truck.
Fork truck, yeah.
I thought, oh, he's going to get on the truck, lift up the car.
Yeah.
No.
We were wrong.
He gently nudges the car, which then crashes.
The worst car crash ever.
Yeah.
Hardly touched anything, did it?
Didn't want to make any damage. Valuable stock in the warehouse.
That's why we drive a car around it.
And who's the culprit in the car?
I can't remember.
It's the police commissioner.
Oh, well, there you go. He phones Paul, not me.
Oh, right.
He phones Paul, don't he, in Paris?
Yeah.
Who suddenly appears in Rome in the next second.
Is it in Rome or is it back in London?
No, they're in Rome, aren't they, still? I'm sure that... Well, I presume they're in Rome. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Because all the cage dancing was in Rome. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you met the Countess. They're dancing in the nightclub at Rome to Led Zeppelin. So you presume...
Maybe it is Rome, then.
You presume that it's Rome.
It's very England, though.
Yeah.
Especially the airfield. Easily English.
But the fact is that they phoned him from Paris and he appeared.
I think they were eating tea and crumpets as well.
Get off one's lawn.
It doesn't matter where they are. It's basic.
They're in a field.
Yeah.
I've got that next line. Susan standing in the middle of a field. Could be Rome.
So, the guy's going up to do the stunt, and Robert Vaughn says, useless trying to talk him out of it. I know him.
Yeah.
It won't matter what.
No.
It won't be anyway talking him out of it.
Alive understands the process.
The only reason he hasn't killed you before this is he must know about your skydiving stunt. That is when he'll do it.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not Freddy. It's his one big chance. It'd be so easy to make it look like an accident.
Contessa, I appreciate your concern, I really do. But you don't understand. We pack our own parachutes. We check our equipment. Our arms and legs are our own. We're in control.
All right. We'll take care of things here on the ground.
In the pipe, and Robert Vaughn says, I'm coming along just to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy who's going to jump with him is just perspiring. So much sweat. It's just, I'm surprised the plane could take off with that much water on board. It's a little overdone.
But it's also that Solo then talks to Paul on the ground, doesn't he?
From the radio.
With a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Absolutely crystal clear on a walkie-talkie in a plane to a man on the ground.
Yeah. What happens is the guy's jumping with the researcher. Says, don't do it. They've got my wife.
Yeah,
they're going to kill her.
They're going to kill her.
They're rigged for you to die.
There's a gun pointing at her, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's when she's standing in the middle of the field. Just off to the right of where everyone else is.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's like she's got Billy No Mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll just stand there in case he's not a very good shot.
He should at least sure. For our protection. Yeah. Yeah, so radio's Paul saying, I'll look for her. Oh, she's over there. More or less, isn't it?
Literally.
Because I can't see the shooter. I can't see the shooter anyway.
Yeah, I can see her, though.
So then, what happens? The sweaty guy knocks out the researcher.
We're nearly there. 12,000. Time for you and me to earn our Oscars.
Freddy, don't jump.
What the hell are you doing? Look, you can do as you like. I'm jumping anyway.
Talk.
Oh, my God.
Start talking!
They've got Susan! They kidnapped her. They've got her down then. And they said they're going to kill her unless I let Reivold die.
How?
The spares rig, the same as the first. He was jumping without a chute.
Why didn't you just call it off?
Well, listen, if I did, they'd kill her anyway.
Where is she?
Down there somewhere. They've got a telescopic rifle trained on her. And if they don't see both chutes fail, she gets a bullet in her head.
Aircraft entering dropping zone.
Yes.
And one punch. Oh, God. One punch. Amazing. But then,
he puts on the dodgy parachute, doesn't he?
In 24 seconds. Because it's a minute before they've got to jump.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And the pilots don't seem to care.
No.
Is someone going to jump? Just go.
If you want to jump, just jump.
There's a woman down there on her own. Look.
Jump, is there? Robert Vaughn says to the sweaty guy, I'll tell you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Whisper, whisper, whisper. He goes, but if they don't see one of us die, they kill her. He goes, don't worry about it. Now, meanwhile, on the ground, Paul and the Countess
They're still searching everywhere, aren't they, for this sniper?
And Paul says, wait, he's still got to be somewhere in the vicinity of it. Yeah. That makes sense. He's got to slow this one.
He's not.
And there's this high bit of scaffolding.
Yeah, with a camera crew on it.
And a man with a gun.
Quite clearly. Camera is quite clearly a gun.
And the Celtic spots it as well, but there's a lookout on the ground. And suddenly this other guy appears. Now, I'm guessing it was a chauffeur.
I presume so.
He's,
yeah.
like a Chinese guy, big guy.
Well, I've got here... Cause both they jump out of the plane, don't they, meanwhile? Both shoots have failed.
Yeah.
And
there's a gasp from the crowd below.
Yeah. Robert Vaughn, they click their... They join together, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah.
So they're now gently... Yes, 3-4. But someone's already taken a pot shot at the girl, haven't they? They take a shot at her straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got here trying to shoot the girl and no one says a thing.
Yeah.
There is a gunshot.
Yeah,
I mean, all the cameras are pointing at those two jumping, apart from one.
Yeah.
Apart from the only girl in the middle of the field.
Now, the Countess, she gets her, I'm guessing, chauffeur.
Well, I guess.
He takes out the lookout on the ground.
Yeah.
And she looks around for a vehicle. There's one, there's a van. And she jumps in, it drives up. Oh, she's going to drive straight into the scaffolding.
No.
She drives onto the field and drives just in front of the girl, just that they don't one shot that misses the girl. Then she drives the van in front and then
he starts taking several shots and still no one notices apart from the girl they're shooting at, Paul and the Countess. No one else plays a blind bit of notice.
Maybe it's got a silencer. Even though that's not the way they work.
No.
But anyway, so she drives the van into his field of sight, so he can't see the girl anymore.
Yeah.
She gets in the van. Paul climbs up the ladder.
Yeah, still more shooting. No one says anything.
He shoots loads of times.
Yeah, he does.
Eventually, he shoots both men.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 5-minute short Western shootout.
Yeah, because the Countess tries to run him over at one point, doesn't she? She does try and run him down, I think, before she can get the car in front of the girl.
No, she doesn't.
Is that not?
She just drives her out onto the field.
Yeah.
Scaffolding costs money. You can't just drive into it.
Well, that's true. That's true. There are unions.
Yeah, as you say, then Vaughan and the sweaty guy hooked together.
Yeah.
Forever. To reach the ground safely.
That's Acklin, the leader of our team. He's supposed to be dead.
He is.
And that's it.
That's it.
The next minute, you're back at Robert Vaughan's flat, London, presumably, and Lady Kato throws him over, doesn't she? She does a karate move on him.
There's a little bit of dance music, and he goes to dance with her, but she throws him.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you're getting...
You're getting much better, Kato.
Mr. Roll. And that's like a comic scene.
Yeah, there was ha 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 ha. And that's it.
That's it. Then it's the awesome music with lyrics.
You keep on with this awesome music stuff.
With lyrics this time.
Yes, with lyrics this time.
There's the alleyway and avenues. Where a soul of a man is apparently easy to buy. Everybody's wheeling, everybody's dealing, all the lonely lives are living high. Can anybody stop them? Some of us are going to try. And that's all from memory.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't sing.
It's not the lyrics I've got down here.
At the end of it, it is.
All right.
They didn't use the whole song. Yeah, the whole song was like 4 minutes long. They just used the few bars.
Just rubbish. It's rubbish anyway.
In the avenues and alleyways, where the soul of a man is easy to buy.
Speaking of rubbish, it is a bizarre thing, isn't it?
It's wildly fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Danger Man fast, but it's still fast. Go 25 minutes to fit all this into a plot.
Yeah, a plot that actually makes well, virtually no sense.
Yeah, and it's not set up of who they are, why they're doing it.
No, no, you have no idea at this point, even as we've watched episode two,
yeah.
we still have no idea who they work for or anything.
Yeah.
They just seem to be...
They're just supposed to be troubleshooters.
Yeah, if you call them. They will come.
Well, all the low lives are living high. Can anybody stop them? They're the ones who are going to try. Not at me like that. it's all there in the song.
Oh,
if you listen to the song, you know the premise of the programme.
I'm reading here that the Persuaders, a similar series, was obviously filmed at the same time, but The Protectors was shot on various exotic locations throughout the world, such as Salzburg, Rome, Malta, Paris,
Rome,
and a field.
Yeah.
To give it that jet set 60s look.
Yeah, really Hertfordshire, I think.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
It was the first Anderson production to have such luxury.
You mean that Thunderbirds wasn't internationally filmed? It's international rescue. They had to go to different countries.
They did.
It's international, it's in the title.
And that was real.
Yeah.
It was better acted. Yeah, amazingly, two series of this.
Yeah.
You know why, would you? I think it's mainly because of him. It's Robert Vaughan, isn't it? And because it's after The Man from Uncle. So there was obviously
some sort of clout there, yeah.
Yeah, he did have a lot
apparently of clout. He was a bit of a prima donna. That's what they're saying. I don't know who said that, but that's what was said. And that he didn't really get on with anyone. But I shall find out for myself because I've ordered his autobiography on Amazon. For a pound. No, it was a penny. Postage and packaging pushes it up slightly.
Well, bang goes that Christmas present.
It's good though used. I'm just worried. I hope there's no sexy picture of him. I don't know what's been going on. But yeah, it's not a lot about this.
It says, reading notes, it was one of Anderson's most popular productions, easily winning a renewal for a second season. There was even a third season planned when Brute was going to sponsor it.
Oh, God.
But they pulled out, so it forced its cancellation.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, thank God for that.
Apparently, Robert Vaughan isn't in two episodes of it.
Is he not?
No.
I watched them once.
Yeah. Oh. You love them all.
No, it's got the Contessa.
Yeah.
Harry Leeds lives in London. Contessa lives in Italy. And Paul Boucher works out of Paris.
Yeah, he's supposed to be French.
Yeah. So they all get together now and again. But what do we reckon to this?
I quite enjoyed it. It's fast.
It's fast.
There's plenty of action. The plot makes more or less no sense to me about this metal. They're trying to make gold out of metal. But then it wouldn't be gold, would it?
But then let's face it, listening to our podcast is a bit harsh for us to say it makes no sense whatsoever, isn't it? And this is pure gold. This is alchemy.
How do you know after the editing it don't make more sense?
It probably just comes on and goes, hello, goodbye. Yeah, so who are we to argue that it makes no sense whatsoever?
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It's just, why was the researcher be jumping out of a plane?
I've no idea. Having known that all five of your previous mates have all jumped, all died of sport-related incidences.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make no sense whatsoever.
Okay, so we're going to score this one?
Well, again, I did, but my scoring is way off.
Oh, my God, your scoring is so bad.
Oh, no,
I was looking at it. Like 8.5, you know. For everything we've watched lately.
I know.
How come she was so harsh on Space 1999 when it had Barbara Bain in it? And the award-winning actress Barbara Bain. And
keep going on about that. Look, I liked her in Mission Impossible.
You did. She was
all right.
She looked
feminine then.
I think she cared.
She was feminine in that one. It wasn't just about staring back then.
She was
looking for a career at that point. When she got to Space Nine, she didn't have
one. She came to Britain. She had to act in Britain. She thought, oh, no more goddamn scones. I can't take it anymore. I'm giving up. That's the way she acted, right?
Pretty much.
So
So she did look toward as though someone's walked in the room with Scone.
She did all the time. Scone's to the left. That's why she kept forgetting her lines. You have to repeat the other people's lines.
She did that a lot, didn't she?
She did. All right.
But anyway.
Not bang bashing.
Yeah. It was good. Oh, hey. I've just slaughtered it. It was good.
I'll go for a 7. I really enjoyed the theme music. I can't get it out of my head.
I could.
It's another Street Hawk moment for me, where it's just jangling around in my head all day.
No, see. No, go on.
Rather sadly, because I was looking up what else the other people...
Rather sadly, this is the man that just brought Robert Vaughan's autobiography. How much sadder can you get?
Oh, it's going to be very sad. Right. I was looking up the Countess... Whoever played her, what else has she done?
Nuri Dawn Porter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Apart from she was in the Forsyth saga.
Yes, she was. That's her big thing. But she's no longer with us.
Is she not?
No. I thought, what Pony's been up to? You play Paul. I know he done Space 99. I remember him in that, but I don't remember him much else. And he's no longer with us either.
No.
Oh no, it's shocking. And he wasn't old, was he? Old.
Well, I think someone should protect the protectors, because obviously someone's bumping them off.
It could be Robert Vaughan, just saying.
It could be.
He's been going. How many of the Magnificent Seven are left?
True.
Oh my god, this is a Murder She Wrote case.
Yeah, he's going for the royalties, isn't he?
Is he the last one left?
He must be, with the new film just about to come out. Yeah. He must be coining that in.
Yeah, he must be doing the old circuits again, mustn't he?
He must be the only one.
Will he get a cameo this time? He didn't get a cameo in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I'm shocked about. I thought you've got to have him in there somewhere.
Well, you've got to have them both. You've got to have him and Duncan.
Of course.
They are both alive.
Yeah. Both working regularly still.
Yeah, needing to.
Yeah, not in care homes yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be careful if I was you, Kiriaki.
Yeah.
Because obviously Vaughan's out to get you. He's taking everyone else out.
He's working on his next biography.
Yeah.
He's saying, we like seeing what's dead. Kiriaki wasn't even Russian, did you know? He was faking it the whole series.
Oh. I can't believe it.
So I think we can't really say much more, but I couldn't find any real facts, just a lot of gossip about how they didn't get on set a lot. But that wasn't the actors, that was Robert Vaughan and the production people and stuff. It wasn't.
Yeah, I can imagine he was a big shock back then.
He was though, wasn't he though?
Well, he'd just come off
Men
from U.N.C.L.E.
I'm not sure when The Magnificent Seven was made. It's the 70s.
No, it's before then. It's the 60s.
Is it the 60s?
Yeah, it must be the 60s.
So he's obviously done that. You know? He's been in Hollywood films. So it was before he'd done Battle Beyond Stars, so he didn't carry that
one. Well, no, he hadn't reached his peak at that point, but obviously.
But that's really the only things I could find out.
No, it seems okay.
I mean, I bet a lot of people won't remember this programme at all.
No.
Until you start singing the theme tune for the Christmas
album. For the Christmas special, for the Christmas album. It'll be there, it'll be available soon. In all good charity shops.
So next week, we're going modern. We're going right up to date.
We are.
If it was 2013, we'd be right up to date.
Well, it could be 2013. Who knows?
Yeah, how far advanced do we feel this? Phil? Sorry, Phil.
Don't spoil it, they don't know that bit yet.
Yeah. That's why I always wear clothes. That's not the only reason. But yeah, this is Burn Notice, 2007's Burn Notice.
Yeah, 2007, Burn Notice.
I wanted something a bit more up to date because we've been delving into the past quite a lot.
We had.
We're not with it, we're not hip.
I
was down the arcade the other day, playing Space Invaders.
And you tried that new one, Galaxian. Oh,
it's a hard one.
That's a killer.
I run out of 10p's. But yes, so Burn Notice will be next week. And until then, I know it's a week without us. So you're going to have to.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I mean, get rest through the rest of the 6 days.
I've no idea. I don't know.
And you can follow us on Twitter.
Tablets, I would have thought.
Launching the Pilot is on Twitter. You can comment. That'd probably not, you know.
I mean, well,
no idea. You can follow us if you like.
Do it if you want.
I do post on there fairly regularly when new episodes come out and pictures.
Don't say about the pictures. You said you were fully clothed, but
we have a Facebook group.
Which someone apparently has joined.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe they're looking for cheap Ray-Bans and lost eyes. But yeah.
But welcome anyway.
Yeah, like six of us. Well, hey. It's just a bit full now. I'm a bit worried. So until next time, when we'll be up to date, hip, ish. Young, and with that young vibe, Burn Notice, which probably no one will know either.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I got